Okay, today's daf is Shabbat daf Pei Hey. We are at the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Bet. We're getting into a Mishnah about Kila'im, which is not something that we're very familiar with, so try to fill in some concepts so we're all on the same page. The Mishnah states as follows. Well, first I'll just give you some very brief information that you need to know about Kila'im. First of all, the Isser of Kila'im, the prohibition, is about mixing two seeds together, two different types of seeds together. In a plant. However, just planting them close to each other, if you're not actually mixing them together, is not in Isser Deoraita. However, there was a concern that if you plant them too close together, it would look like you are planting them actually together, in which case there is a requirement to distance themselves so that their roots don't get sustenance from the same exact soil, and the distance that we put in between the plants is 3 tefachim. So the Isser is not, meaning in theory you can plant them all next to each other, right next to each other on a Deoraita level, as long as you're not actually planting them together. The adjacency is not the problem, but because we don't want it to even look like you're planting them together, then that's why we require the added distance. So we ask the following question in the Mishnah. Minayin la'aruga shehi shisha al shisha tefachim shezorah mitocha chamisha zeroin, zer onin. Right? How do you know that a garden patch is like the distinguished square patch of plants. How do we know that if it's 6 by 6 tefachim, you're allowed to plant within it 5 different seeds, 5 different minim? So how do you know that that's a legitimate space to plant so many different seeds? Arba al arba ruchot ha'aruga ve'chat ba'emtza, and the layout would be 4 on for every direction of the square patch. Debatable exactly how those 4 fall out. Let's say if you look in the Gemara, they have nice diagrams. 4 would be like on the 4 walls, or right against the borders, leaving the corners open, and then 1 in the middle. So how do we know? Shneemar ki ha'aretz totzi tzimcha v'chagana zeru'eha tatzmiach. Right. So the ground gives a plant, and like a garden, it makes seeds grow. Zara lo nemar ela zirueha. It doesn't say zara, it's seed. Rather, it says zirueha, it's seeds, which is significant. It doesn't really answer a question, but the Gemara is going to explain how the Mishnah answered its own question there. My Mishnah, what's the implication of this pasuk? How does that tell us that 5 different seeds can be planted in 1 garden patch? Amar Rav Yehuda, ki ha'aretz totzi tzimcha. Totzi, okay, so look at the words. Kika aretz totzi totzi tzimcha. Totzi chad. So the word totzi it implies growth, right? Because that's what we're talking about. What does it mean that the land puts forth something? It lets something grow. Totzi, that's 1. Tzimcha, right? Tzimcha is a plant, right? That's 2. Hare tre, now you have 2 that you're allowed to. Zeru'eha tre, so it's seeds. Knowing it's not, it's seed, rather it's seeds. That's 2, it's another 2. Ha'arba, now you have 4. Tatzmiach chad, causes it to grow. That is an additional 1. So the 5 lashonot of tzmicha, of growth, in this pasuk, indicates you 5 distinct growths which are allowed in one area, hachamisha. Now, so that exactly is how we get to 5 different things that can be planted in one garden patch. And then the Rabbanan assessed that when still doesn't tell you it's a 6 by 6, right? But the pasuk indicates to you that 5 can be placed adjacent one to another in one garden patch. Now, how big does that garden patch have to be? Well, the Rabbanan assessed that garden patch has to be the size of 6 by 6, and if it's 6 by 6, then it cannot. Then the plants themselves won't get nutrients one from the other. Minalan the hadakim lulu rabbanan miltehi. And how do we know that the rabbanan's assessment is about whether or not these plants are going to get sustenance from each other in a 6 by 6 area you can rely on their assessment of how plants grow? It's not a halachic question. Meaning they don't have a source for this. They're not darshaning us from the Torah. They're looking at vegetable gardens and saying, well, I don't think that one gets from another. Right? This isn't a halachic assumption. Right? How do you know that we can rely on their assessment of what plants do and don't get nutrients one from the other? Da'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv lo tasig gvul re'echa asher gavlu rishonim. Gvul asher gavlu rishonim lo tasig. Right? So we can learn it from as follows. What is that which is written that the that do not impede on your neighbor's gvul, that which was, don't impede on your neighbor's border, that's that which was bordered off by earlier ones. That what that means is something that was set, a boundary that was set by earlier generations, we can continue to rely upon today. So why does that exactly does that help us for the purposes of establishing a 6x6 garden patch? My gavul rishonim. Okay, so what was that thing that the ones who came before us marked out for the sake of this pasuk? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dichtiv Ela Bnei Se'ar Hachori Yosh Ve'aretz. Right, that is a reference to these the children of Seir, the Chori who dwelled in the land. Atu Chule Alma Yosh Ve'aretz. Meaning, what does it mean that they are the ones who dwelled in the land? Does everyone else dwell in the heavens? Right? Of course they dwelled in the land. Who doesn't dwell in the land? Rather, they called land dwellers because they knew how to settle land. Meaning, they knew how to work the land. They were experts in it. Right? They could tell you that you can use this rod for growing olives very effectively. This rod is very effective for grapevines. This rod is very effective for growing figs, right? And so they were clearly experts in planting in matters of the land. The chori, why are they called chori? Shemarichin et haaretz, because they could literally smell the ground and determine whether it was suitable soil. The chivi, and why are they called chivi? Amar of papa, shayu to'amin haaretz kechivya. They would taste the ground like a chivya, which is a snake, to know whether or not the soil is suitable. Ravacha bar Yaakov, amar shenasu b'nei chorin minichsehen, Chorish nasu b'nei chorin minichsein. Rav Acha says that Chorish referenced the fact that they were made free from their property, meaning that they were kicked out of their land. Either way, this pasuk is the Rishonim who we were talking about, who established these border lines. And what the Torah tells us is not to impede upon the borders set out by the earlier ones. These are the borders set out by the earlier ones in their expert assessment of the land and of the ground. The Torah tells us they're experts in the ground. They're experts in the land, and they know what they're talking about. And you shouldn't impede on it. So they assessed 6x6, so we're allowed to rely on it. Amar Rav Asi, Aruga Tocha Shisha Chutz Migvuleha, that a garden patch is, how big is a garden patch? A garden patch is one that contains 6 square tzvachim, not including the border itself. Right, the border of the garden patch is not included in the garden patch itself. Tanami achi aruga tocha shisha. Similarly, Tana Breita, that a garden patch contains within it 6 square tefachim. Gvulei b'chama. Okay, so how big are its borders? Kedatanam, we learned in the Mishnah of Yehuda Omer, rochav kimlo rochav parsa. Right, its border is as big as a foot. Right, or the heel of a foot. Amar Rabbi Zerav, itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, my time of Rabbi Yehuda dichtiv vehashkita beraglecha kigan hayerek ma. And they asked, okay, how did Rabbi Yehuda arrive at the conclusion that the border of the garden patch is the size of a foot? Well, because we learned from a pasuk that you water your garden with your feet, you water your garden, or you water your garden on your feet. Or you water it on your feet like a garden. That's the proper interpretation. That's proper translation. So what's the kesher that the pasuk wants to tell you that you do that on your feet? Just you water it like a garden. You water it like a garden on your feet. But yeah, it's to draw the link between this garden patch and a foot. And so he assesses from this that the foot is the size of the boundary for the garden patch. Amar Rav Aruga be churba shaninu. Right. So Rav now assessed on this Mishnah. This is Rav's shita regarding the Mishnah that when we said that you can put 5 different species into one garden patch, we're talking about in an empty field. I mean, you can't do this across your field, but you can do it once in an empty field, right? But not around other areas, right? Because that would be too, because then there's no way to plant things in a way that they wouldn't be too close to other, one garden patch. The plant in the edge of one garden patch would be too close to the plant in the edge of the other garden patch. And so there'd be no way to work it out that you could have more than one of these garden patches in the same area. Va'ike makom kronot. Wait, but isn't there the areas in the corner? Meaning, let me try to, depict this for you. I think there are some great diagrams available that you can find. Basically, you want to have you have four walls, right? And then you have the center. So the center, you know, that occupies the center. Then with the four walls, you want to have, let's say, half of each wall lined up with vegetables, right? And then the one immediately underneath that garden patch, let's say the one immediately to the south of the first garden patch, so the northernmost garden patch has its southernmost wall, has all the vegetables to the west, let's say, whereas the garden patch immediately to the south of that garden patch has all of its vegetables on the northernmost wall to the east. Right, so you have basically a situation where you have one garden patch, and then you have another garden patch immediately to the south of it. So the southernmost wall of the northern garden patch has all of its vegetables, half a wall pushed to the west, and the one on the southernmost garden patch has half a wall pushed to the east. And then, if you look at the garden patch that's immediately next to the northern, not south of the northern garden patch, but to the east of the northern garden patch, then the easternmost wall of that first garden patch needs to have all of its vegetables pushed to the south, whereas the westernmost wall of the garden patch immediately to the east of that garden patch has all of its vegetables pushed towards the north, and so on and so forth. You can create a situation where you have five vegetables in all these different patches that are immediately next to each other, but you're only filling up half of the wall, leaving three tvachim in between the plants of that garden path, patch itself, three tvachim in between the next garden patch, and by having only lining up half the wall and the garden patch immediately adjacent to it, just does the other part of that wall, you really have no intermingling of the gardens, in which case you don't have to, you're not going to have that concern. You're able to kind of stagger them in a way that they're not going to be overlapping in any way. Or you can just use the corners. Amri Beirav Misharshe Amri Beirav Mishme Derav Bimamale Takrano. Yeah, we're talking about a place where you didn't leave the corners open on every side. Rather, you filled up the corners, and that was the problem. Because now that you filled up the corners, you're not going to be able to create a staggered garden patch system where the vegetables are not going to come within three tvachim, one to the other. Velizra me'abrai velimli megavai. Then why don't you just why don't you just not fill up the corners, right? Meaning just don't fill up the corners and then make the garden patches in the ways that we described. No, even if you don't do that, we're concerned that you might come to fill up the corners because there's no intrinsic problem with filling up the corners. And so we say that even if you did fill up the corners, we're not going to let you, even if you didn't fill up the corners, we're not going to let you plant a garden patch right next to it. Right? Milot nan haya rosh tor yarak nichnas l'toch sade acher muter. Right? So, but is this any worse than a Rosh Tor Yarak? Rosh Tor Yarak is basically when you're allowed to plant a row of vegetables in your field, even if going up to the very edge of your field, even if immediately when the next person's field starts, he has a different vegetable planted. You don't have to account for his vegetables, right? In which case, if you have garden patches, right, then why aren't you allowed to just fill up an entire row of your garden patch with one vegetable, and even though the next patch starts too close to your vegetable, it doesn't matter. It's like a Rosh Tor Yarak, right? It's a new patch, and therefore it's its own distinct domain. Because you can tell the end of one field from another. You can tell this is this guy's field, this is that guy's field. They're not going to be planted together. However, with just garden patches, it's not so easy to distinguish, right? Sorry, I read that wrong. Meaning, mipnesha nira sof sadeh, meaning since we learned that a rosh tor yarak between different fields is allowed because you can tell that the field has just ended, why don't we just say the same thing by a vegetable patch? Ein rosh tor ba aruga. And the Gemara answers, no, we don't allow for the rosh tor yarak by an aruga because the field is more distinguishable than the garden patches. Ushmuel amar aruga bin ha arugot shanenu. Right? So Shmuel argues on Rav. Remember, Rav said that we're talking about one vegetable patch in a deserted field, and Shmuel said, no, we're talking about one vegetable patch amongst many, many other vegetable patches. It's all totally fine. That's what the Mishnah was talking about. But isn't Shmuel concerned for them getting intermingled with the other? Right? The branches, the vines, the leaves are all going to get mixed up. No, here's what you do, right? You plant one vegetable patch going in one direction, so all the leaves go, let's say, to the east, and then you plant the other one in the other direction, so they're all going to the west, right? So whenever you have the rows immediately adjacent to one another, you just divide up the direction that they're pointing in, whether it's east, then the other one goes west. If it's north, the other one goes south. And in that way, you can divide the vegetable patches up in a way that they're not going to mix with one another. Amar ula ba'ub ma'rava hefkiya telem echad al pnei chula ma'u. So they asked in Israel, what if where you were supposed to put that middle species, that middle seeds in the middle of your vegetable patch, you just put a big furrow in the ground, right? A big rut in the ground, approximately one tefach by one tefach. What's the din there? Do we say that it's only because it's in the very middle of the vegetable patch that it's really three tefachim away from everything that's going to be fine? However, once it's in a furrow that takes up a tefach, now, and you fill the entire thing with seeds, now the seeds next to this furrow are not three full tefachim away from it, right? It is because you have a 6x6 tefach garden patch, one tefach is taken up in the exact middle, that leaves five tefachim left from the different sides, and so the seeds on both sides are now going to be less than three full tefachim away from that seed in the middle. Or do we say that because it's on a different level, because it's in the it's deeper in the ground in the furrow, that it'll be fine? Amar Rav Sheshet ba irbuvu bitel dashura. So according to Rav Sheshet, this furrow that you put in the ground kind of cancels out the arrangement that you make with the vegetable patch that makes it all okay, that allows you to organize your vegetable path in a patch in a way that it's all mutter. Rav Asi amar ein irbuvu bitel dashura. And Rav Asi, probably Rav Ashi, says that the furrow that you put in the middle does not ruin the arrangement of your vegetable path. Eitve Ravina Ravashi, and then Ravina asked Ravashi, that's how we know it's probably Ravashi and not Ravasi previously. Anoteh shtei shurot shel kishuid, shtei shurot shel diluid, shtei shurot shel pul ha-mitzri mutter. If someone plants two rows of each of these things, like cucumbers and gourds and beans, that's mutter. Why? Because two rows are its own independent thing. They look like a different set of planting, whereas one row next to one row next to one row just looks like a big mixture of things. Shura achat shel kishun, shura achat shel pul, shura achat shel dilu, shura achat shel pul, mitzri aser, right? You can't just have one then one then one, but you can have two then two then two, right? Now, doesn't that seem to imply that that if you have one row in between two other rows and you don't have the proper distance in between them, like the one row of Kishu and one row of Dilu and one row of Pul Hamitzri, doesn't that imply that that's not okay to have that model where you have a furrow going down the middle and then you don't have you have three different full rows of species, right? Because if it's not just one seed in the middle of it, rather it's a row going throughout the entire strip of the garden patch, that seems to be exactly what we're talking about here. And here we say that it's usher to do three full rows. You can do two rows and then one in the middle, but not three full rows. Shani hacha de'ika shiracha, right? No, it's different because these plants in particular, their leaves, their stems were long, in which case those three specific plants intermingle with one another, but for the most part, they wouldn't be. Rokana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Harotze Lemalot Kol Ginat Yarak, Ose Aruga Shisha Al Shisha, Ve Ogel Ba Chamisha, Malakranot Kol Mashiyirtze. Someone who wants to just fill their entire seed with different types of vegetables, or entire field with different types of vegetables, there is a way to work around it. Here's what you do. You make a circular garden patch, of 6x6, and then you create a, you make a box around that circle, and that's five tvachim across, and then you basically have these corners that are left, and you can put whatever you want in those corners, right? Because the circle is a distinct territory unto itself, and then the corners are all far enough from the center of the circle and from each other in order to kind of plant whatever you want in there, and then you can kind of fill your entire field up with that. Va'ika de beni beni. 1 second. Why are you allowed to do that? Because if you just put one right next to the other, then even though within that one circular square garden patch, that's fine, but the one immediately next to it is going to be a problem. No, we're talking about when you have when you leave unplanted territory in between each one. It doesn't say that you're allowed to actually fill up the entire thing that way. You have to leave a strip in between each and every garden patch that you do that way. But you can't actually fill up your entire garden. It's a little bit of an exaggeration. Rav Ashi Amar, imayu zruin shati zoran arev, arev zoran shati. Rav Ashi says, no, actually you can fill up your entire garden this way. Just wherever you have a border, if that border was planted vertically, so then plant the next border horizontally. If that border was planted horizontally, plant the next border over vertically, and then it becomes very distinguished that there are different plants, since they're not planted together, because they're planted literally going in different directions. One's vertical, one horizontal, and you only have a vertical next to a horizontal and a horizontal next to a vertical, and never the same, and so therefore you can tell they're two different vegetable patches, and then you could actually fill your entire garden that way. Etive Ravina Lervashi Avorat Yarak Bayarak Achar Shisha Tvachim. Ravina challenged Ravashi as follows, right? The Braita teaches us that the work that you can do in a field with vegetables is 6x6. V'ro'in otam ketavla merubat. Right? So, and we see it like one big square board. Ketavla hudashari halav hachi aser. Doesn't the Braita imply that only by a square board it would be mutter? But if you don't do it in a square, you're not allowed to sow your vegetables close to each other in that fashion. So how did Rabbi Yochanan allow for a circular garden patch like that? Hatam lakul. No, what the Braita was teaching you was not the only way that this was mutter. The Braita was teaching you that that is the way to be matir a rosh turim. Remember, we spoke about a rosh turim, which is one row of vegetables bleeding into the next field over, which is fine because it's distinguished by vegetables. But that's only if they're in a square patch, right? Only in a square patch where it's distinguishable that this is where your garden, this is where your field ends and his begins, that you're allowed to take advantage of that heter for the Rosh Turim. However, in a circle, if you plant your field in a circle, and it's not as easy to distinguish where one field ends and the other field begins, you don't have the heter for the Rosh Turim, and you actually have to distance yourself enough space into your own field so as not to be within three tvachim of that guy's field. The Braita wasn't telling you the only thing that was mutter. The Braita was telling you how to be matir the Rosh Turim.